Australian cancer and dietary experts say that meat eaters should not be alarmed by research from the United States that shows that people who eat more than the recommended daily intake of red or processed meats are more likely to die from cancer and heart disease. While Australian scientists acknowledge that this is a large and significant study, they point out that there may be other factors contributing to the death rate. The meat industry simply says the study is flawed. Jennifer Macy has our report.
In one of the largest population studies in the US, researchers tracked more than 500,000 men and women over the age of 50 for 10 years. At the start of the survey, they were asked about their diet and to estimate how often they eat white, red and processed meat. Scientists at the National Cancer Institute in the US have now found that those people who ate the most amount of red and processed meat had an increased risk of dying from cancer or heart disease. Dr. Rashmi Sinha, a senior investigator at the National Cancer Institute, is one of the lead authors of the report.
We found that consumption of red and processed meat was associated with a modest increase in total mortality, cancer, and cardiovascular mortality in both men and women, and that white meat intake was inversely related to total and cancer mortality among both men and women. For red meat, we had an increased risk of 31% for total mortality in men and 36% in women. For cancer, we had 22% of mortality for men and 20% in women. And for white meat, we had 8% less.
But the amount of meat that the people in the top risk category ate was quite high. The highest intake of red meat was about 150 grams a day. Australia's dietary guidelines recommend that men and women eat up to 100 grams of cooked lean red meat 3 to 4 times a week. The Meat and Livestock Association of Australia says there's good evidence to show that when red meat is part of a healthy, balanced diet and lifestyle, there's a drop in key risk factors important for the prevention of chronic diseases. And John Carter, the director of the Australian Beef Association, says the study is flawed.
It comes up with a rather naive statement that the heaviest meat eaters were more likely to die over the next 10 years than the people who ate the least amount of meat. Well, you could put in the heaviest chocolate eaters are more likely to die over the next 10 years than the people who eat the least amount of chocolate. And you could do that with nearly anything. It's generally agreed by most nutritionists that moderation in everything is the key. And a small amount of meat in the diet is very beneficial. It helps with iron and does tend to stop overeating.
The CEO of the Cancer Council of Australia, Ian Olver, agrees that eating meat in moderation is healthy. Professor Olver says the study didn't differentiate between lean and fatty meat or how it was cooked, which could release chemicals that may contribute to the higher risk of cancer.
There are cancer-causing chemicals in red meat, but it depends on the way you prepare it, so you're more likely to release these chemicals if you barbecue it than if you slow cook it, for example. And then there are some meats that have more fat in them than others, and fat's associated with being obese, which is associated with increased risk of cancer. So our message from this type of study is not that you can't eat red meat, but that you should eat a balanced diet and not overdo it.
The CSIRO agrees with the concerns of the Cancer Council. Dr. David Topin is a senior research scientist. He says the key point from this study is that there was a drop in the mortality risk in those people who ate a lot of poultry and fish. But he says the study failed to look at the fibre consumption, which can have a big impact on cancer rates.
They've ignored that completely. Even though they report it, they did not control for it in analysing the data. As you know, the study showed that with increasing consumption of red meat, and I must say the levels at the highest group were very high, their intake of fibre actually was lower, substantially lower, than that of the lowest intakes of red meat, unprocessed meat for that matter.
That's Dr. David Topping from the CSIRO, ending that report by Jennifer Macy.